robotics and rehabilitation. That's the subject of PT Talker this week. And joining me is Pauline Flesch, who knows a lot about it, as she is the director of the facility that is doing all of the research. Stay with us for this next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, as promised, joining us today is Pauline Flesch. She's the Director of Rehabilitation Services for Clarion Hospitals, and that's in Indianapolis, Indiana. Happens to be where I hail from. Pauline, welcome to PT Talker this week.
Thank you, Jeff.
And I want to just let everybody know you have been the director there since 1997. And what a place, what a career you've had. Just tell us a little bit about how you got started with Clarion before we get on to our topic.
Well, Clarion is a collaboration of Methodist Hospital of Indiana, Indiana University Hospital, Riley Hospital for Children, when it was initially founded in 1997. It has since grown to include a hospital on the north side of town, Clarion North, and on the west side, Clarion West, as well as Clarion Arnett. And we have, I believe, upwards now of 15 partners around the state. So Clarion Health Partners has grown quite a bit since its inception in 1997. And I started at Methodist Hospital of Indiana in 1986.
Yes. So. And who's counting, right?
Not me much.
All right. Well, we want to talk a little bit about this neat, neat facility, the Robotic Rehabilitation Center at Riley Hospital for Children. Now, this is a clinic or center falls under your purview. You actually are co-director with somebody else. And tell us a little bit about what the center does and what the mission is.
I would be happy to do that. Actually, this happened because of a lot of people's hard work, and it has been in the making now for 2.5 years, and it is a collaboration between Riley Children's Hospital, my department, Clarion Health Rehabilitation Services, and the Indiana University Department of Physical Therapy. Really made possible by contributions from the United Cerebral Palsy Association of Greater Indiana and Robots to the Rescue, which is a foundation founded by Margaret Goldsmith, the former mayor of Indianapolis's wife, Mayor Goldsmith. And she was very passionate about this because she also served on the board of the Cerebral Palsy International Research Foundation. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that is how they found us at Riley and funded our adventure here. And really what has resulted is we have developed a state-of-the-art robotic rehabilitation center, specifically designed with our goal to enhance the functional capacity of children with cerebral palsy right now.
Uh-huh.
So we currently have two robots. One is a shoulder elbow robot that is designed to encourage the development of arm function. And the other is called a locomat, a lower extremity gait system, excuse me, which is designed to help with the children's ability to walk.
Yeah, now I've actually seen that locomat. That's where there are like devices that would go on the lower limbs that actually...
Robotic legs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Very neat.
Yeah, the individual is actually suspended over a treadmill, and the robotic legs are attached. And that is how we are able to control the speed, the cadence, et cetera, of the gait. So, and the other piece of equipment that we have in the center, which really makes this a unique and a comprehensive lab, is that the IU Department of Physical Therapy, with our collaboration with them, they moved their motion analysis research lab into our center. So we are able to provide state-of-the-art motion analysis technology with an 8-camera motion system, an embedded force plate in the floor, electromyography, and so really we can do pre-testing and post-testing before and after the robotic therapy. So it's really quite exciting.
Yeah, now, so let's talk about the therapy itself. When a patient were to be presented at the center, what is the hope? What is the goal? What are we trying to accomplish?
Well, that's where the research comes in. The field of robot-assisted therapy is very, very new in the world of pediatrics in particular. Most of the research that has been done up until this point started with adults who had had strokes. So what we are doing now, and we do have in place one formal research study, and we are in the process of developing our research agenda, but it's intensive therapy. It is about being able to control the intensity of the therapy and to help children's brains, who are more plastic, learn motor learning through repetition. And, you know, if it turns out to be that repetition is the key to motor learning and motor development and improving function, then this will be a great therapy. We don't anticipate it will replace traditional physical therapy or occupational therapy, but rather enhance what we're able to do.
Sure, and obviously increase or improve the outcomes.
Oh, absolutely. And just to give you a real concrete example, when the children are on the locomat, for instance, doing the lower extremity and gait training on the locomat, in the course of a 30-minute session on the locomat, they can walk 600 meters, perhaps, 700 meters.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not possible in traditional therapy. So, and they're walking in a normal gait pattern, which for a lot of these kids with cerebral palsy, obviously, is not possible. So the benefits are huge.
Yeah. Well, speaking more from the clinical side, you have a therapist, I think, that is willing to tell a little bit about his experience. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Ryan Cardinal is a doctor of physical therapy and in the process of working on his PhD. So he has a great interest in conducting research, and he is really directing that research. So he will be able to share more with you in terms of his experiences with the kids that we already have enrolled. And so we are both doing research and clinical treatment in the center at this time.
Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and bring Ryan on and Pauline Flesch, Director of Rehabilitation Services for Clarion. Thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for introducing us to this great, great program.
You are welcome. Thank you for your interest.
All right, now we'll turn to Ryan. So, Ryan, now you're the person that's actually in the center working with the patients hands-on. I guess I should – Ryan Cardinal, you are a DPT. How long have you been a physical therapist?
Since 2006.
Okay, so 2006. So you're working with Pauline at the center, but you're the one that's actually seeing the patients. Tell me what how a typical patient might present, and then what you're doing or how you're utilizing the center with these patients.
Okay. Well, currently we're seeing primarily children with cerebral palsy. So in terms of the upper extremity robot, the Manus, we're looking at kids with hemiplegic presentation, not necessarily a clinical diagnosis of hemiplegia, but a sided preference, one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the local mat, again, preliminary right now, we're sticking with the cerebral palsy diagnosis. We're definitely not limited to that in the future. However, kind of as we get familiar with the machine and what it can do, we're trying to stay consistent in diagnosis just so we have a little more familiarity and can expect certain outcomes.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that you've done some preliminary research. Are you using these patients that come in as part of your research study?
For the upper extremity, yes. We are trying to enroll patients at the time who fit the criteria for the study. Not all do. Some end up in more of a clinical track. But if we can, we're staying on the research agenda. Those patients would be kids between the ages of 4 to 12, again, presenting with a hemiplegic presentation. There's also some criteria in terms of the amount of tone they have and their ability to attain to a task for 45 minutes or so.
Okay, now I know you said that you have presented some preliminary, very preliminary data at a conference. What can you tell us? What are the what indications are you seeing?
Sure. So we looked at the first four kids that we had in the study, which were done over the summer, just to see what kind of outcomes we were looking at. We looked at strength, range of motion, tone, as our main indicators just for the pilot portion of the study. Mm-hmm. We found significant reductions in both in tone as well as increases in strength and range of motion. Additionally, we looked at on the upper extremity robot, the Manus, we can create what are called one-way records, and they're basically visual graphs that kind of chart the child's spatial-temporal control. Mm-hmm. So they do a task where they actually make a star pattern, and we can kind of graph as they go through the treatments how that star improves. So not scientific in the terms of can we measure it, but it's just a way to look at outcome measures or outcomes of the treatment.
Yeah. Okay, and so did you say that is that what you were expecting? Is that part of the thesis that you thought that this would happen?
Sure. The actual hypothesis of the study we're participating in is looking at the difference between a random presentation of targets versus a blocked presentation of targets. So on the theories of motor learning, whether a blocked practice or random practice is more effective, mm-hmm. Just the way that the pilot data fell, we didn't have enough subjects to look at the difference between blocked and random, so we presented more in the terms of overall effect of the robot.
Okay. All right. Okay, so, and research is continuing?
Research is continuing on the upper extremity robot, yes. The lower extremity local mat, we are just treating clinically currently, just becoming more familiar with the robot itself, what to expect, so that we can design more effective protocols going forward.
Yeah, and I know Pauline mentioned to me off the air that there are big plans for additional, that you're going to be able to expand your capacity with more machines, more robots, et cetera, in the future at some point.
Yeah, that's what we're expecting, which will allow for much more, clinical options, mm-hmm. as well as more extensive research protocols.
Yeah, what a great facility for the people in Indianapolis. Well, Ryan, keep up the great work. What you're doing is very important, so I want to congratulate you and encourage you to keep going.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right. So you have been listening to Ryan Cardinal, and prior to that, Pauline Flesch. They are both affiliated with the Robotic Rehabilitation Center at Riley Hospital for Children in Indianapolis, Indiana, where I live right now. So this is hometown to PT Talker, and we're very delighted to have both of you with us today as our expert on PT Talker. I want to remind all of you that each and every week we bring a new expert from the world of physical therapy to share news or tips, tricks, things that that we hope you will find interesting in order to make you a better clinician. So for now, this is all we have, but we'll be back next week. If you want to hear a previous episode, just go to iTunes. We're there. And this is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now, and I want to remind you, hope everybody's out there trying to help someone get well today.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.